ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A search underway for four Americans kidnapped at gunpoint after crossing the Texas border into Mexico.
The State Department is working with Mexico's government to find the Americans, identified as Latavia Tay McGee, Shahid Woodard, Zindel Brown, and Eric Williams. Brown's family says they spoke to him the day before he was kidnapped.
I felt a little uneasy because I told him I had a dream. You know, I said, so I'm just checking on you. That's what I told him Thursday. And then, like I said, Friday morning, I text and I didn't get anything.
McGee's mother says her daughter traveled from South Carolina to Mexico to get a Brazilian butt lift.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Garbage collectors, utility workers, and train drivers are among those walking off the job across France in continuing protests against President Macron's pension reform plan. Former President Trump's former spokesperson Hope Hicks meeting with prosecutors Monday, investigating hush money payments allegedly made on Trump's behalf to keep alleged affairs quiet. This is ABC News. Police in Colorado are now involved in the investigation into NBA star Ja Morant, who showed off what appeared to be a gun on an Instagram live stream.
NBA players are prohibited from carrying firearms while traveling on team business, but Memphis Grizzlies star Ja Morant had just played a game in Colorado not long before he was seen on Instagram Live in a nightclub while showing off a gun early Saturday. Police in the Denver suburb of Glendale now say they've confirmed this incident took place in Glendale and are conducting their own investigation. The NBA is also investigating Morant, who said Saturday he'd be taking time away from the team. Brian Clark, ABC News.
A Massachusetts man in custody facing charges for allegedly trying to open an emergency hatch on an airplane, then trying to stab a flight attendant with a broken spoon.
He's 33 years old, and he's been charged with interference with a flight crew using a dangerous weapon. That's why, if he's convicted, he could face life in prison.
That's ABC's Gio Benitez. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Hear that? If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing. Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station. We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Pro tip, if you look up a chili recipe and it doesn't have pasta in it, don't think you can just use all of the same ratios, and adding a box of pasta will not just make it into pasta with chili as the sauce.
You added an entire box of pasta?
I did.
Yeah, that's a little much.
That's too much. Mm-hmm. I had no supervision.
Or like a chili hot dish.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry, weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
The poem is Monday. The day is Monday. We hear from Billy Collins. The birds are in their trees. The toast is in the toaster. The poets are at their windows. They're at their windows in every section of the tangerine of Earth. The Chinese poets looking up the moon. The American poets gazing out at the pink and blue ribbons of sunrise. The clerks are at their desks. The miners are down in their mines. The poets are looking out their windows. Maybe with a cigarette, a cup of tea, maybe a flannel shirt or a bathrobe is involved. The proofreaders are playing the ping-pong game of proofreading, glancing back and forth from page to page. The chefs are dicing celery and potatoes. And the poets are at their windows, because it's their job, for which they're paid nothing every Friday afternoon. Which window? It hardly seems to matter, though many have a favorite. There's always something to see, a bird grasping a thin branch, a headlight of a taxi rounding a corner, those two boys in wool caps angling across the street. The fishermen bob in their boats, the linemen climb their round poles, the barbers wait by their mirrors and chairs, and the poets continue to stare at the cracked bird bath or a limb knocked down by the wind. By now it should go down without saying that what the oven is to the baker and the berry-stained blouse to the dry cleaner, so the window is to the poet. Just think, before the invention of the window, the poets would have put on a jacket and wear a hat to go outside or remain indoors with only a wall to stare at. And when I say a wall, I do not mean a wall with striped wallpaper and a sketch of a cow in a frame. I mean a cold wall of field stones with the wall of the medieval sonnet, the original woman's heart of stone, the stone caught in the throat of her poet lover. Happy Monday, everybody. It is Monday. It is Fresh Start Monday. What's something that needs a fresh start? What do we need to begin again? And the redemption story that needs to be the story of the United States of America, where are places where we need to be redeemed? What needs to get another go? I'm sitting in. I'm Jeff Smith, sitting in for Tom Hartman today. Honored to do so. The call-in number here, as always, 202-808-9925. 202-808-9925. We'll get to your calls in the second segment. Something happened over the weekend. In addition to Fresh Start Monday, so again, please call in with places where you think we need to begin again. Even just something that's firing you up. Something to let Monday not be the downer of days, but the day where the Tom Hartman Show returns, the show where we get to gather together again after our weekend away and reconvene. Something that happened over the weekend. CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, happened, and that meant Donald Trump had a chance to speak to a dwindling number of Americans. I find the CPAC dynamic interesting. I find it interesting because we know that Mike Pence, that Tim Scott, South Carolina, the South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu. They were not on the schedule, but instead went to the rival event by Club for Growth. I think the wedge that has developed and is developing within the Confederate movement, within the right-wing movement, is an interesting one. I'll play a little bit later a clip from Mike Pompeo, where he criticizes former President Trump. Now, there are growing criticisms of President Trump, but something interesting to me is that Trump did better against DeSantis in this CPAC poll than at the last one. Well, it might help Trump that DeSantis wasn't even there, but he's also doing better in polls versus DeSantis than he was 6 months ago. That just as there are more conservative Republicans, Chris Sununu, going on TV and saying, oh, Donald Trump's not going to be the nominee, that exactly the apparatus that's going to keep that from happening within the Republican Party seems somewhat unclear. So the horse race part is interesting. How they're going to pull off a nomination is interesting. What their coalition is going to be is interesting. What's also interesting, though, is what it belies about the conservative argument. When they say, well, Trump isn't a true conservative, and they're trying to step away from Donald Trump, people trying to make a division there. When you hear that, when you hear Donald Trump isn't a true conservative, first of all, do we care? Second of all, what do you think they mean? What do you think when whether it's Mike Pompeo or whether it was Ted Cruz 8 years ago, he's not a true conservative. What do you think they mean? Do you think it's because he was a person of no particular, other than selfishness and perhaps foreign interference, ideology for most of his life? Do you think it's a particular proposal that he makes? Is it he criticizes Republicans who want to cut Social Security because he looks at polls and he realizes that is a way for the Republican Party to lose and lose badly? Or do they simply mean, well, this guy doesn't make me feel comfortable at country clubs. We like our misogyny and our ethnocentrism and our racism a little quieter than that. We don't like it as uncouth. When you hear them say Donald Trump's not a true conservative, well, what does it make you think of? Call the number here is 202-808-9925, 202-808-9925. But one thing that I wanted to call your attention to was the CNN coverage of the Donald Trump speech. And I would say it's not merely the CNN coverage, but I do want to give them the shout out for at least doing the count. In one speech, Trump fibbed, lied, prevaricated, misconstrued, proclaimed falsity 23 times at least. He said that Manhattan was facing killings at a record number like nobody's ever seen. It's not true. Manhattan North had 43 reported murders in 2022. They had 379 reported murders in 1990. 306 in 1993. National Guard, talking about rioting and racial justice protests, he claimed he had been ready to send to the National Guard in Seattle. He said, we saved Minneapolis. Thing is, we're not supposed to do that because it's up to the governor. But that's actually a reversal of reality. Minnesota's Democratic Governor Tim Walz, not Trump, was the one who deployed the Minnesota National Guard. Walz first activated the National Guard more than 7 hours before Trump publicly threatened to deploy them. So he was in favor 7 hours later, but had really nothing to do with him being called up. Trump boasted he had taken effective action to stop the destruction of statues and memorials. He said, I passed and signed an executive order. Anybody that does it gets 10 years in jail with no negotiation. That's actually false. He did not create a 10-year sentence for people who damage monuments. In fact, it didn't mandate any increase in sentences. I just find it interesting that Donald Trump is being Donald Trump again. Maybe that's not that interesting, but for CNN to be able to catalog 23 times in one speech, that's pretty good. It's a lot of time. That is Kurt Gibson's jersey number. It's also Michael Jordan's jersey number. But, you know, if you were in the stands watching Dennis Eckersley get defeated, Oakland A's being defeated by the righteous Los Angeles Dodgers, you know 23 is Kurt Gibson's jersey number. Call the number here, 202-808-9925, 202-808-9925.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Lines are open, 202-808-9925.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions.
You heard our show talk about how important it is to have a VPN to protect your online privacy. The show only recommends brands to our listeners that we believe in. And we can say with full confidence that ExpressVPN is the best VPN on the market. First of all, ExpressVPN doesn't log your online activity. Lots of cheaper free VPNs, they market themselves by marketing privacy. They make money by selling your data themselves to advertisers. ExpressVPN doesn't. They even developed a technology trusted server that makes their VPN servers incapable of storing any data at all. Second, ExpressVPN now uses Lightway, a new VPN protocol engineered to make user speeds faster than ever. Some VPNs slow your connection, but ExpressVPN is always blazing fast. Also, it's easy to use. Just fire up the app, tap one button to connect. So protect yourself with a VPN Tom Hartman uses, and this show trusts. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom today. Get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Tom. expressvpn.com/Tom. So I want to say this again. There is significant disagreement in terms of prediction, and I'm not really in the prediction business, but significant disagreement in the prediction land about whether Donald Trump could be the Republican nominee. For my own part, my sense is it is hard for me both to imagine him being able to be the nominee, and it is hard for me to imagine somebody beating him in the Republican primary. It is sort of the converse of the immovable object meeting the irresistible force. This dynamic where other candidates will get in and what their primary message is, if you've seen the primary message most of all, right, is not disagreeing with Donald Trump on policy at all. It's saying, no. From Tim Scott, Kansas, oh, no, I'm not here to praise or bury Caesar. We just need a new generation. My only concern with Donald Trump is that he's old. Not that he's racist. It's not that his policies put us into debt because he was willing to spend without paying the bill. It's just that he's old. Let's go to your calls because I promised. The wonderful Carol from Pennsylvania. How you doing, Carol?
Hi, how's my favorite word, Smith, this morning?
Well, it is delightful to hear from you. Thanks for the kind word.
Thank you. Getting back to Trump a minute, I have said for many years that he's the most dangerous man in America, and I think never more so than now. I heard excerpts from his speech at CPAC, and he was sounding very apocalyptic. It's, you know, he was talking about the final battle, and that if he wins, he's going to have retribution on the people who harmed him. He's playing the victim. But if he loses, his people are going to start some kind of final battle that'll, I don't know what happens, destroy the country. I mean, this man is crazy. He's a malignant narcissist. People need to look up what that means. That's a terribly dangerous personality disorder, and he has it. And he's a liar, he's a criminal, he's a thief, he's ignorant of history, he's ignorant of everything, including governing. And I just don't understand why these people are falling for his lies. I mean, maybe you can explain it. I can't.
The challenge I have with explaining it is that I might risk justifying it, but I will say this. It does belie something really important. It belies something really important, that the essence of the modern Republican Party And this I say with no glee. This I say with great disappointment at what I view to be a tragedy to befall the entire country. Not only those who remember Theodore Roosevelt, not only those who remember Abraham Lincoln, but a great tragedy for the country is that the sharpest point, the place of disagreement, excuse me, the place of agreement, the place of unity, the way to bring the Republican Party together is in its opposition to its political opponent. I think hatred is not too strong a word. It's hatred for Democrats. It's hatred for what they would call leftists. Those are two different things. They're hatred for people who advance our conception of who we are as a people, who try to advance diversity in our communities. I don't think hatred is too strong a word. That has become the unifying principle more than some vision of a regulatory or anti-regulatory state, more than some vision of Social Security or anti-Social Security, more than some vision of what a middle class should look like, even more than what they would call fear about what's happening to the white working class, that Donald Trump, because of the qualities you were talking about, Carol, because of his malignancy, has greater comfort or lack of discomfort or just lack of feeling about being able to troll and attack and vilify and hate their political opponent. He has that better than anybody. He has absolutely no qualms about doing it. So even if he doesn't seem perfectly in alignment on certain matters of policy with the Republican Party over the last 30 or 40 years, and by the way, the majority of America isn't either, but he can channel that venality, he can channel that hatred, he can channel that anger. It has become the essence of who he is politically, and unfortunately the essence of who right-wing talk radio and right-wing online media and right-wing news has helped turn the right-wing into. Rather than trying to accomplish particular objectives, their only shared objective is to destroy their enemy. And Donald Trump can channel that hatred. That's the best answer I've got, Carol.
Well, thank you. I agree that he's preaching nothing but hatred. And I don't think our country is going to be saved by hatred.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
As Carol said, I don't think our country is going to be saved by hatred. Either do we. That's why we're here. We'll be back.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-256-1842. 800-256-1842. 800-256-1842. That's 800-256-1842. By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. One of the best prices for medical alert devices in the country. If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price.
800-307-0603. 800-307-0603.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A search underway for four Americans kidnapped at gunpoint after crossing the Texas border into Mexico.
The State Department is working with Mexico's government to find the Americans, identified as Latavia Tay McGee, Shahid Woodard, Zindel Brown, and Eric Williams. Brown's family says they spoke to him the day before he was kidnapped.
I felt a little uneasy because I told him I had a dream. You know, I said, so I'm just checking on you. That's what I told him Thursday. And then, like I said, Friday morning, I texted and I didn't get anything.
McGee's mother says her daughter traveled from South Carolina to Mexico to get a Brazilian butt lift.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Garbage collectors, utility workers, and train drivers are among those walking off the job across France in continuing protests against President Macron's pension reform plan. Former President Trump's former spokesperson Hope Hicks meeting with prosecutors Monday, investigating hush money payments allegedly made on Trump's behalf to keep alleged affairs quiet. This is ABC News.
Aha! Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common. We both look good in green. Chicks dig our accents.
You're cute!
And we all love what's on the other side of the rainbow. Get your pot of gold when you sponsor our hourly weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station.
That's 24 ads per day. One ad every hour right before the latest weather forecast.
And right now, the prices on these premium sponsorships are slashed up to 50%. But you must act before March 15th to take part. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
My former boss, George Stanley, former editor of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I've told you the story of that my brother and I are fighting over who's going to get our tickets. I think I have claim because I live here.
Exactly.
Right? He's older, but I live here.
Yeah, but that trumps it.
So. It's been decided now. It's done.
I'll tell my parents. That's even more.
You can let him go to one game if he wants.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. So, it's interesting to watch a Republican Party that is conflicted about its recent president and the campaign for election slash quasi re-election by that former president is interesting. And so, of course, when the former Secretary of State Nikki Haley, when U.S. Senator Tim Scott talking about their candidacies for president or potential candidacies for the presidency are asked by Sean Hannity, what are your policy differences? How are you different than Donald Trump? They don't really want to point to anything. They just want to say, the new generation. It's not that we think anything needs to be different. It's just that we need new people to do the same stuff. We just need competency tests. And as long as we have competency tests, as long as we have a new generation, as long as we have old people, we'll be fine. So I found what Mike Pompeo had to say interesting. Because so much of the criticism, Donald Trump, is about the voluminous times he has been uncouth. The voluminous times he has been worse than uncouth. The voluminous times it has made it shameful for people to be able to walk around a country club and say, oh yeah, that's the guy I'm voting for. And so I was like, well, I just want somebody who will do all the bad stuff, but not say it quite so out loud. So I found this for Pompeo, if I can even pronounce his name, interesting. Let's play this quick clip, an interview he did this weekend.
Would a President Pompeo do a better job at managing the deficit and debt than a President Trump did?
I think a President Pompeo or any conservative president will do better than not only we did during the 4 years of the Trump administration, Barack Obama, George Bush. The list is long, Shannon, of folks who come to Washington on one theory and aren't prepared to stand up and explain to the American people how we're actually going to get that right. It matters to the next generation. This system is at risk. If we don't get it right, we are $31 trillion in the hole. We've got to begin to grow the economy, build it back with lower taxes. And when we do that and grow our economy, we'll get it right back right. It's going to take a true conservative leader, Shannon.
Are you saying that President Trump wasn't a true conservative leader?
$6 trillion more in debt. That's never the right direction for the country, Shannon.
Okay, I want to hit on...
So, Mike Pompeo just said... Now, he didn't say the precise words, Donald Trump is not a conservative leader. He did say a conservative president, a true conservative, would be better than Donald Trump. Basically the same thing. And then he said he's not a true conservative. He said, well, $6 trillion in debt. So, he did a couple things. So, first, he started this drum, Donald Trump's not a true conservative, that Ted Cruz used when Donald Trump was running for president previously. But he did something else, which is he attacked the former president on his record. See, Donald Trump has something now that he didn't have when he ran before. He has a record. He could be the outsider. He could be the one criticizing all these shiftless politicians for not being able to fix everything and do everything, for the problems they had caused. He could run against politics itself. He could run against government itself, as the right wing has been doing for decades. He could run against poor decisions. He could say, oh, name any bad thing in the country. Look, see, politicians did that too, except now he has been one of them. He now has a record. And now there are people who run against him on his record, including in the Republican primary. And interestingly, because it's a Republican primary, if you're trying to win in the Republican primary, you're not going to win that by running to the left. You're not going to say, oh, well, Donald Trump was too mean. I didn't like what he had to say about immigrants. I don't like what he had to say about people with disabilities. I didn't like what he had to say about women. He was too extreme for me in blank ways. Hard to win a Republican primary in that way. But maybe if you say, not a real conservative, by the way, look at his record. Look at his record. I would be the real conservative. I wouldn't do the bad stuff he did. Dave from Federal Way. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, you're welcome, Jeff, and thanks for the topic. This is a great one because this is a topic I have been losing ever since Donald Trump first ran for president, ever since he came down the escalator. Donald Trump is not a conservative. And, you know, and I try to make this point, and I always end up with this response, well, he's a demagogue. No, he's not really a demagogue either. Donald Trump, well, he's a certain type of demagogue. He is completely fact-free. He is a demagogue in the sense dictators are demagogues. It doesn't matter. He lives in an alternate reality. And as far as fact and truth, fidelity, if you will, fidelity seems to only matter to liberals now. And it is very perilous, Jeff. And this is what I'm saying. We cannot underestimate the Donald Trump peril. There was a liberal that called in their show the other day, a caller that I frequently enjoy their comments. He said, and I quote, "I'm much more worried about DeSantis. Trump, I don't think he, you know, Trump did his term as president. I don't think he really wants to damage the country." And he said, you know, and the opposite would be DeSantis, you know, does, apparently. But here's the thing. DeSantis and Trump both, they pick winners or losers in business. All right, to be a conservative, there's a philosophy of, well, wealthy makers versus takers. Makers should not pay taxes because they make stuff. Only takers should pay taxes. Makers shouldn't have to go through a massive interrogation for loans, because they have collateral, and they have skill, and they have gifts, all right? Gifts of ingenuity, et cetera, et cetera. All right? That's the whole philosophy. I don't agree with it, but that's it. And someone like, what really worries me is even the fake ones like Rand Paul, who could present that argument, right, without getting into personal insults. He will not do it because he's afraid of Donald Trump's demagogue talents. He's afraid because Donald Trump is completely fact-free. It doesn't even matter. I mean, I would have people years ago, liberals, say, well, you're being too hard on him, Dave. He talks just like a regular person. And I would always stop and say, no, no one should talk like Donald Trump. No one. And we as liberals, all right, if something, let's take the Ukraine as an example. Let's say something does happen with Ukraine and some Ukrainian commander out there does do some war crimes or something. I mean, it's war, for crying out loud, and it's brutal. It could happen. And then we're caught off guard. We go into paralysis, right? Because we care about facts and truth. And then when we're caught with, you know, our facts are wrong and our truth is wrong, we go into paralysis. And this is where a guy like Donald Trump comes in. Plus, Donald Trump he was president for 4 years. So it does worry me that he is going to have insider knowledge. And, oh, well, he cares about classified information, right? Donald Trump would never say anything classified to his advantage. Wrong. We know he would. I mean, he does have institutional knowledge over a guy like DeSantis. And then Donald Trump also has a bunch of cadre that know the blueprint for overthrowing this country. I am still far more worried about Donald Trump, in short.
Yeah, no, Dave, I appreciate it. And Donald Trump, in another term, is more dangerous than he was in the first one. Because in the first one, he had more shackles. In the first one, he didn't get to pick his entire cabinet, really. There had to be deals that were made, right? Like Mike Pence was sort of a deal. His chief of staff was sort of a deal. He had a bunch of people that were on the list that seemed to have a deal with Russia as well, right? A lot of people with Russian ties on his appointment list. But he didn't get to make every pick. Exactly. He didn't have enough relationships. Reminded me of Barack Obama's first term. When his first term, particularly those first 2 years, he had to rely on a lot of former Clinton people because that's what you had, right? You didn't have other Democratic presidents. You didn't have a lot of people who had served in the executive. An advantage Joe Biden has is he's got his own historically long career, but he's also got former Obama people. There are also former Clinton people. There are a large number of people with executive experience to draw upon. Trump, when he returns, will have greater ability to control the levers of government to his own will than he had early on. He will be less fettered. He is, so with that I will agree. Something where else I'll agree, when my dad first saw him political, one of my ironic frustrations and my frustrations with the painful irony about Trump is he ran against this sort of anti-politician. He is, when that word is used in an insult, it typically seems to me that what people mean out of politicians, I think what they mean by that is something like, well, somebody doesn't really mean what they say, doesn't really deliver on what they're doing, somebody who's merely trying to gain power, somebody whose promises are not tethered to meaningful objectives they're going to accomplish, that Donald Trump is the most politician of anybody I've ever seen. He watches polls. Here's a story that I'm surprised nobody's written of how much that guy watches polls. Every time he's got a pronouncement, whether it's the Space Force, Social Security, it's because he recently saw a poll. He runs on polls. He does not run on conviction. When my dad first saw Donald Trump really running, he said, you know, the guy he reminds me of is Benito Mussolini. Mussolini also, like, what was the fascist ideology? The fascist ideology was the fascist leader should be in charge. That was basically the fascist ideology. There's more than that. But it wasn't the stuff of academia. It wasn't the stuff of policy proposals. It was the stuff of dear leader being in charge. And I agree that, depending on our definition of conservative, maybe Donald Trump doesn't fit. I agree that another Donald Trump term is more dangerous. The other thing I think is interesting is that part of why Donald Trump is dangerous is not what makes him different from other Republicans, but the fact that he will just sign their stuff. And now they're going to try to dump him. We'll see if they can.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We're back. Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jeff Smith. 202-808-9925.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, how big business destroyed the American dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I read her exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. We're back. The Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jeff Smith. Let's go straight to your call. Terry from WCPT Ain't Afraid of Me in Chicago. Go ahead.
Hi, Jeff. Terry Hurley. I just finished Tom Hartman's book, His Hidden History of Neoliberalism.
Oh, good.
And he has the best line in the whole thing is Trump quoting how he gives, every time a politician calls him, he gives him lots of money. So this is exactly what he does. The Trump family was the neoliberals of Chicago, of New York, and we have, like, the Pritzkers who are the neoliberals of Chicago. So, I mean, I don't want to really go there, but where he gets all his money is in Capital in the 21st Century. If you go to Chapter 12, the last two pages, there's all those fiber optics cables they say are for high speed trades. No, they're for wiring money to tax havens.
Yeah.
They have, it's stated right in there. They take about $10 or $20 trillion and ship it to tax havens every single year. And you can divide that up into $50 million Swiss bank accounts.
Yeah.
So it's no wonder. I can't believe that they only managed to buy Manchin and Simone Stefano. But they did.
Let me say something about that. Thank you so much for the call. Let me say something about that. When Mike Pompeo said Donald Trump's not a real conservative, here's a challenge they've got. Is that, depending on one's definition of real conservative, that candidate would have a real hard time winning. That kind of candidate would have a real hard time winning the presidency of the United States, and I'll explain. So if you go to Country Club, and I will never forget, and I will often cite conversation I had. I was on the steering committee for candidate for governor, a successful candidate for governor, and one of the people there was a donor and. And somebody I liked and respected, and he said, in order to win this race, he said, we've got to go to the middle. And I asked him, and it's really hard to challenge people in that kind of context, but it was a private meeting. But I said, by the middle, what do you mean? And he said, people who are socially tolerant but economically conservative. So that was the definition of the middle. And I have no doubt that if you have courtside seats for an NBA team, that's about right. That in most country clubs, that's about right. That the person who doesn't want to seem rude, but at the same time wants to make sure that their economic class gains power and retains power, that's the middle of those contexts. In his world, that was the middle. But if you look at the American people, and you divide it into quartiles, okay, you divide it into quadrants, I should say, not quartiles. Four parts, right? You have on one axis is sort of more socially liberal versus socially conservative. Another axis is more economically liberal versus economically conservative. The thing that his view and a lot of sort of the high-tech, extreme libertarian view is what the American people really is, the libertarian moment is going to be that socially tolerant, economically conservative quadrant, Those are when those two axes meet and create those four quadrants. It turns out that's the smallest one. It's the smallest one. The biggest one is the opposite of it. The biggest one is economically liberal, if I can use that phrase, support for Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, thinking there ought to be some basic safety net, think that progressive taxation ought to be a thing, and who are somewhat socially conservative, who are more comfortable with the social mores they grew up with and the social mores that are being advanced as we've been in the arc of history towards justice. So when Bill Clinton had his sister soldier moment, he recognized he was aiming at the biggest quadrant. When he would get the Bubba vote, he was aiming at the biggest quadrant. When Donald Trump was running for president, saying he wouldn't cut Social Security, and even going after hedge funds and tax policy, something he, of course, did not even touch when he was president, saying something about overweening corruption of money in politics, these things Donald Trump said on the campaign trail, but then being, I'm not even prepared to call his brand of politics socially conservative, but it is the opposite of tolerant, socially intolerant, that he too was aiming at the biggest quadrant of American politics. The challenge is the true conservative is if the true conservative is socially tolerant, first of all, it probably isn't, but if it really just, if its primary objective is cutting Social Security, cutting Medicare, cutting support for people who aren't as fortunate, who aren't as lucky, making it hard, shrinking the middle class, rewarding the powerful at the expense of the powerless, and expecting everything just to work out, there is not a governing majority for that. The only way you can build a governing majority for that is by building the biggest propaganda machine this world has ever seen, cue Fox News. The only way you can do that is by misrepresenting the most populous religion in our country and trying to convince people that somehow Jesus Christ was for big business and big military instead of turning the tables of the money changers and turning the other cheek. That's the only way you got a chance. But what I find interesting about Mike Pompeo's argument is that it is a line of attack on Trump that I think we might see more of that is going to be tricky for them. And one of the reasons it'll be tricky for them is once they've attacked him on his record, then what are they supposed to do? But also this, it turns out that if you take away the things that Donald Trump did that did not eviscerate the middle class, what you're left with is something much less popular. And what you're left with is something that doesn't have a coalition that can govern. And the only way you can do that is by being more efficient. The only way you can do that is by being able to govern without majorities to even greater degree and undermine democracy even further. And that's scary. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about, savor delicious Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the roots of rock and roll firsthand in Memphis aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony, taking in the scenery as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read.
When it's raining cats and dogs, your business can rain profits. Sponsoring the weather forecasts on your local civic media station will get your phone to ring.
Listeners pay attention to weather forecasts, and they'll pay attention to your message.
Act now, because we're slashing prices up to 50% on these premium sponsorships.
But the deals absolutely end March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather. Sponsoring our forecasts is the Cats Meow.
You've kept up with the times. For example, you're fluent in texting.
Honey, what does IGTTSWA mean?
It means I'm going to the store, want anything.
If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org for a quick 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. And it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Check out aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.